This is Dan Sheridan with CrossAndThrone.com. It's great to be with you. Today we're going to talk about the context of 2 Timothy 2:15, where Paul says, "Be diligent to present yourself approved to God, a workman that needeth not to be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth." Remember that 2 Timothy is Paul's last letter. Paul's letter to the Ephesians gives us the revelation of the mystery, that is, truth for today, but 2 Timothy shows us the nearly universal desertion of Paul and his message. And the setting of 2 Timothy is ruin. The exhortation in 2 Timothy is individual faithfulness in this time of ruin. Now, Paul warns us that these are perilous or ferocious times with all of its formalism and fables. Yet, we see the Lord's faithfulness throughout this letter. These perilous times did not take God by surprise. They are part of His purposes. Now, in this letter, the word truth occurs in six passages. 2:15 says to rightly divide the word of truth. 2:18 says that there are those that have erred concerning the truth. Chapter 2, verse 25, Paul talks about granting repentance unto the knowledge of the truth. 3:7 says some are never able to come to a knowledge of the truth. 3:8 says there are those who withstand the truth. And in 4, verse 4, there are those who turn away their ears from the truth and turn aside to fables. Look up all these references on your own. I would like to take a closer look at the first and last references. In 2:15, we have the true servant of the Lord. He wants above all things to be faithful to his Lord and the truth. But in 4 verse 4, we have the false teacher who panders to popularity, and in order to please the masses, he turns away from the truth and turns to fables. Now this is the trend. You will either be on one side or the other. Let me repeat, you will either fall under the delusion of fables or embrace the dispensation of the mystery. You will either obey 2 Timothy 2:15 and properly apportion the truth or ignore this principle. That means you will continue the destructive work of confounding Zion, Israel, and the kingdom with the body of Christ until you become so sick of your confusions and delusions that you have made that you will turn your ears away from the truth and be turned aside to fables. Now that is the state of many today. They are so confused about the things that differ that they just give up and revel in generalities, avoid doctrine, and replace it with what is called devotionalism. How many times I've heard people say that they don't care about details, they just love the Lord or something pious like that. I wish all of you listening to my voice would heed this warning. This is the tendency of our times, a sanctified unbelief. This apostasy is at our very doors and is garbed in church socials, prayer meetings, and stained glass. And even those who have escaped the bondage of denominationalism are no better. Some who see the errors of the modern church system have this same error in their midst. Why? Because they do not rightly divide the word of truth. When you do not rightly divide the word of truth, you will turn to fables. You will worship your worship. You will be in love with your love. You'll be devoted to your devotions. And your own imagination will be your standard of truth. And in reality, the Lord whom you profess with your lips, you will deny by your actions. On the one hand, you have the formalistic Christianity, which teaches fables. And on the other, you have those who have no forms, but they have embraced fables just as well. Just because you escape the errors of denominationalism, get rid of your Sunday dress and wear jeans, and act hip on a stage to impress the disaffected, does not impress God, nor does it honor the name of the Savior. It is formalism in another garb. The test of genuine Christianity is your attitude toward the Scriptures. First, do you believe them? Second, do you rightly divide them? Right division honors God, it honors the Lord Jesus Christ, and it gives the believer certainty as to his calling and walk. This is Dan Sheridan with CrossAndThrone.com.